Nap service for tired travelers during the commute. Do you know what your customers want? Maybe even better than they do. If you're not talking to them regularly, you might be missing out on their real needs. Don't get too caught up in your own expertise. Instead, listen to your customers. Find out what problems they're facing and then work to solve them. Tuning in to their needs is crucial for business success. Don't fall into the trap of being tuned out. In Japan, corporate workers called salarymen have tough schedules. They don't finish work until 10 p.m. After such long days, many head to karaoke bars to relax. But they often fall asleep on the train ride home and miss their stops. When they finally wake up, they're in faraway towns with no trains until morning. Taxis are expensive. Luckily, there are hotels near the stations with reasonable rates. They even provide guests with toiletries. It's a small victory for these hardworking folks. But justice isn't enough to save tired office workers from spending the night uncomfortably on the station's hard benches. Smart entrepreneurs come to their rescue. These clever hotel owners spotted a gap in the market for affordable lodgings at the end of train lines, catering to commuters who often miss their stops due to exhaustion. Their idea was simple. Build hotels and tired workers will come. And it worked like a charm. These entrepreneurs understand their customers perfectly. You can do the same. Just follow the 6 steps of the tuned-in process. Step 1. Find unresolved problems. To lead the market, figure out what problems your customers face and give them a solution they'll want to buy. Magnavox, an American electronics company, nailed this strategy. They talked to lots of people to learn about their TV habits. Turns out, over half of them lose their remote controls up to 5 times a week. And nearly 2/3 spend 5 minutes a day hunting for it. So, Magnavox came up with a smart fix, the remote locator. When you press the power button on the TV, the Magnavox remote acts as a resonator, beeping loudly for 30 seconds. Simple as that. No more frantic searches. This clever solution gives Magnavox a big advantage over its rivals. The remote locator is just what people need. It practically sells itself. Buyers have stated needs and silent needs. If you can uncover their silent needs, you'll be closer to finding problems your product can solve. Interviewing buyers is key. This includes your customers, as well as evaluators, people looking for a product like yours, and potential customers, those with a problem your product can fix. Meet these potential buyers at trade shows, through your website, or by purchasing lists from marketing experts in your field. Face-to-face interviews are the top pick for finding out about market problems, but it's crucial not to involve salespeople. Instead, make it clear that the interviewers aren't selling anything. They should explain that they're interested in learning about customers' thoughts on your market category. Spend 30 minutes chatting with them, asking questions that can't be answered with just a yes or no. Pay close attention to what buyers say. Look out for hints and solutions to unresolved market problems. Attend trade shows and conventions of potential customers to gather insights. Also, read their trade publications. Step 2. Understand buyer personas. For years, Nalch Company focused solely on making plastic bottles for lab scientists, sticking to a basic, translucent white color since scientists didn't care about looks. But when some scientists started using Nalgene bottles on camping trips, things changed. Suddenly, outdoor lovers wanted these sturdy, lightweight, leak-proof bottles. Nalch saw the opportunity and began selling to campers and hikers, targeting this new buyer persona. Then, college students caught on, loving the convenience of having water on campus. Nalch expanded its range, offering bottles in various colors and even adding college logos. Then came the environmental movement. now joined in with a Refill Not Landfill campaign, turning its once white bottles green. This story of Nout Bottles shows how important it is to know your customers, buyer personas. Originally made for scientists, these bottles held liquids, but then Nout saw other opportunities. They started selling to campers who needed drinkable water, students who needed hydration in class, and people who wanted to cut down on plastic waste. The bottles themselves didn't change much, just some new colors and logos. But Nout understood different kinds of buyers and marketed the same bottles to each group. Nout gets its customers' buyer personas. Can your products do the same? By learning about the different kinds of people who might buy from you, you can sell your products to new markets without changing a thing. Step 3. Quantify the impact. People who buy tickets for events often end up with extras because friends bail out, while others desperately want tickets when events are sold out. StubHub, an online marketplace, swooped in to solve these problems, creating a breakthrough experience for fans. It lets people sell their spare tickets and others buy them, making it a hit. eBay saw its potential and bought it for $310 million in 2007. StubHub hit the jackpot by recognizing a widespread problem with high impacts that people were eager to solve for a fee. Are we hitting the same mark? Let's gather solid data through surveys and research, focusing on major issues that significantly affect many lives. By cutting out the fluff, we can design a product that effectively addresses urgent problems for a willing audience. If folks are ready to pay to resolve these pressing issues with high impacts, we've got a winner. Step 4. Create breakthrough experiences. To create an experience that really clicks with buyers, we can learn from Pastor Mark Batterson's approach when he started a new church in Washington, D.C. This church, called National Community Church, isn't your usual one. Instead of a typical worship space, Batterson wanted something different for his congregation, mostly young adults who felt disconnected from traditional churches. So he came up with a unique idea. Instead of meeting in a church building, he holds services in movie theaters through theaterchurch.com. Since many of his followers don't have cars, he picks theaters near subway stations for convenience. Batterson and his team don't stop there. They use vibrant videos and modern tech like podcasts and blogs to spread their message. And it's working. Now, over 1,000 people attend his services every week. Batterson has crafted a religious experience that clicks with young folks. He's hit upon what he calls a breakthrough experience, and it's got 5 key parts. Let's tailor each one to fit your market. 1. Discovery experience. Help your buyers find what they need with useful facts. 2. Buying experience. Make buying your product easy and enjoyable. 3. Packaging experience. How your product looks matters as much as what it does. 4. Using experience. Your product should be easy and simple to use. 5. Service experience. Good service after the sale is just as important as the product itself. Step 5. Articulate powerful ideas. Identifying what our company excels at is key. We need to understand the exact problems our customers face. Let's pinpoint these issues and their effects. Then, we'll craft a short speech to convey the problem. We'll try it with a few potential buyers, adjusting if needed. Once we have a strong message, we'll sum it up in a simple phrase like the quicker picker-upper for Bounty towels or 1,000 songs in your pocket for iPods. Many companies focus on what they think buyers should care about, not what buyers care about. This approach is backward. We need to engage with buyers, listen, and understand their needs. Only then can we plan our message effectively. It's crucial to prioritize their concerns over our own. Step 6. Establish authentic connections. Connect with potential buyers in a meaningful way. Forget standard ads or PR. Avoid the one-size-fits-all approach. Instead, target different buyer groups. Make content that speaks directly to each. Check your promos. If they say more we, us, and our than you and your, you're talking about your company, not your buyers. That won't sell your products. Today, people hop online for info, news, and shopping tips. That's why businesses should ditch old-school ads in papers, mags, and TV, and focus on crafting online content that folks dig. Make stuff that clicks with your buyers. Show how your staff solves their issues. Use popular online tools like YouTube, podcasts, and blogs to talk straight to your target buyers. This way, your product can go viral, spreading like wildfire as others share the word about your company. To really understand your market and potential customers, go out and talk to the people who buy what you want to sell. Figure out what's important to them. Find out what problems they haven't been able to solve yet. Then, make your products or services to fix those issues. There's no other way to break into a market. Key points. 1. Understand your customers' needs by engaging with them regularly. 2. Smart entrepreneurs spot market gaps and offer solutions. 3. Silent needs through interviews with customers and evaluators. 4. Tailor your product to different buyer personas for wider appeal. 5. Solve pressing problems to create breakthrough experiences for customers. 6. Craft powerful messages that resonate with buyers' concerns. 7. Establish authentic connections with buyers through targeted content.